Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in, welcome in. Winning cures everything. This is the College Football Playoff Top 25 Ranking Reaction Show after week number 14. I'm Gary.
And I'm Chris.
Got to share it out.
Got to share the show out, of course.
Give everybody a chance to jump in.
Yes, if you are watching, please make sure that you hop in, share the show out, tell your buddies about it. We do appreciate that. You can find us and everything about us over at winningcureseverything.com. All of our picks, previews, podcasts, videos, social media platforms, etc. Go on and check that out over at winningcureseverything.com. We've got a new sponsor on the show. You can find them over at smackapparel.com. Use the promo code WIN, that's W-I-N, for a 20% deposit. No, not deposit. 20% discount.
Discount?
Yeah.
They're going to take 20% off of your sale price?
Yes. Yes. So, smackapparel.com. Use promo code WIN for 20% off. And any order over $40 is going to ship for free. So, go check that out. It's the day after Cyber Monday. There you go. We got several people rolling in already. Kenneth Waxer said, what's up, guys? Mike Campion, what's up, guys? Big D said, what's up? Rhett Terry, what's up, y'all? Yeah, Mike said, Smack Apparel's got good stuff. They absolutely do. You know who else has got good stuff? Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. If you like gambling on sports, if you like steakhouses, you like golf, you like all sorts of other stuff, I'm telling you. Tunica, Mississippi is the place to go. They got six incredible sports books. We can vouch for all of them. They're all wonderful. Go to tunicatravel.com to go check it out. And obviously, you need help spelling Tunica, it's right behind us. Just take a look. T-U-N-I-C-A travel.com. All right, Kenneth said, so can I hear the crying already when Utah or OU gets left out?
Who will they get left out by?
Well, I guess when Utah or OU gets left out.
Okay.
Well, one of them will have to.
Well, if they're both going to get left out with my boy from Baylor. Beast of breaks off OU.
Man, I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that. This is, of course, the Top 25 Reaction Show. If you've got any questions or anything like that, make sure you toss them in because we can see all the comments. We do appreciate y'all for hopping in on this. Let's go ahead and kick this thing off. Let's start it up. Number 25 is Oklahoma State. They were, what, 23 or 21 last week?
I was shocked. I thought that after that game, they would not be in the top 25 anymore. That is so weird to me.
It was a little strange that they kept them in, but I guess.
I mean, I like Gundy. I'm never going to be upset to see him in the top 25, but I don't think they belong.
I don't think they do either. But
I guess I'd have to see a list of people that are just left out.
They're 8-4. Kansas State is 8-4. Like, they needed another Big 12 team in there, I guess.
But why? Like, my question is
I got no answer.
All right, we'll keep rolling.
Number 24, Navy. Oh, by the way, Oklahoma State is number 29 at the Massey Composite. Number 24 is Navy. They are 21 at the Massey Composite, which if you're going to move Navy back in for a win at Houston, why did you move them out last?
I thought they shouldn't have been moved out. I don't understand getting the hell beat out of you by a team that is far superior than you. Shouldn't make you drop real far.
Yeah.
I don't understand that logic.
I don't either.
We're wrong.
I don't either. Number 23. Oh, Navy is 21 at the Massey Composite.
You said that.
Sorry. Virginia is 23. They are number 30 at the Massey Composite.
This is a total, we have to cower to Dabo. That is all this is. We got a cry baby that is at a major powerhouse school, and we got to make him feel better about himself.
Well, This will help, I think.
We got a top 25 win. Look.
Yeah, look, we got
but after,
yeah,
but after you beat them, it won't be.
It won't be. Number 22, USC. They are 23 at the Magic Composite. And number 21, App State, is number 20 at the Magic Composite.
I'm okay with all this.
Yeah, all of this seems fine. Totally fine. App State, if they get another win over Louisiana, that's pretty awesome. That's pretty good stuff.
Be a hell of a season.
Let's see. Mike Campion, I like Baylor this weekend too. Oh, Rhett Terry said Ron Rivera to college football.
I thought the same thing, and all the people around me thought I was crazy.
I kind of think you're crazy.
I
think you're crazy.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Mike said, I like Baylor this weekend too. I don't think Baylor gets in unless Oregon beats Utah. That makes sense.
You might be right on that. Might need a little help.
Dr. Cortez Smith said, hey, my North Mississippi Soul Nation fam, hashtag Ohio State bound. What's up? Dr. Cortez Smith, what is happening, my brother? Kenneth Waxter, I don't think Baylor has the depth yet. Let's see. What else? What's your take on Cincinnati if they win? Do they get the New Year's Six Bowl?
I think they should.
So we haven't quite gotten to that yet. Let's go on and do 20 through 16.
Boom, we'll hit them both.
Number 20 is Cincinnati. They're 22 at the Massey Composite. Number 19, Boise State. They are also 19 at the Massey Composite. Number 18 is Minnesota. And they are 18 at the Magic Composite. Memphis is 17. They are 16 at the Composite. Iowa is number 16. They are 17 at the Composite. Memphis being ranked at number 17. If Cincinnati were to beat them, I think that that gives Cincy a shot because Boise, they will have another win over 9-4 Hawaii. They've already got a win over them.
Yeah.
I think that Cincy would deserve to be in this spot.
I think the winner of the American has proven to be the best group of five team.
Yeah.
The American's just substantially harder than Conference USA.
They're in a weird spot.
It's just
like,
different.
The AAC is, so you've got the other group of fives.
That's right.
And then right in the middle, you've got like the Mountain West is
it's
close.
It's good. It's not as good as the American.
The AAC is so close to a power conference.
That's right.
Now, financially, they are not quite there yet, but they're getting there.
But talent-wise and performance-wise, they're better than several power conferences, not just one. The last 3 years, they've been better than at least one Power Five conference.
Yeah.
This year, I think they're better than two.
Is there anything on, like, Minnesota surprised me dropping from 8 to 18.
I don't think Minnesota should fall that far. I made this quibble last week. I think Memphis should be over Iowa, and that's,
well, just,
that's all I'm going to say.
I guess, like, moving Minnesota behind Iowa, I guess.
Well, I'm okay with Minnesota. Yeah, I guess you're right.
But, like, they were so worried, like, this committee has been so worried about ranking teams based on, like, who you've beaten, et cetera, but Minnesota's got two losses, and Penn State has two losses.
Minnesota's got the win over them. Penn State is 8 spots higher than them?
Yes.
Now, we'll get to Penn State. Penn State is grossly overrated.
Yeah.
I mean, I think grossly overrated. If Penn State was 18th, I wouldn't be upset or think it was wrong.
Yeah.
Would you?
No.
Am I crazy?
I don't think you're crazy. Number 15, Notre Dame. They are number 10 at the Composite. Number 14, Michigan is 14. Number 13, Oregon is 15 at the Composite. Number 12, Alabama is number 11 at the Magic Composite. Number 11, Auburn is number 13 at the Magic Composite. Not totally crazy, but moving Alabama 7 spots back after losing on the road to a now top 11 team kind of seems a little crazy. But if you are basing stuff on resume,
if you're doing it on head to head,
if you're doing it head to head, then Minnesota and Penn State make no sense.
That's right.
But I can understand where they are, like what they're doing with this, right? Like, all right, Auburn's got 3 losses, but you got to put them above Alabama because they just beat them, and et cetera. Like, so they're doing the same thing with Michigan. You know, Oregon has 2 losses, but they are also behind Auburn. Michigan is at 14. Notre Dame is back at 15, even though Michigan has 3 losses and Notre Dame only has 2.
They've got the head-to-head.
They've got the head-to-head. So I see what they're trying to do, which makes the Minnesota-Penn State thing all the more weird.
That's right.
Because they've got the same record, and Penn State.
Everybody lost else that looks like they're Minnesota. Figuring head to head as a major factor.
Yes.
And that's one where they're just not.
It looks like it. Now, okay, we do have a question here. Let's see. I understand the Bama move without Tua. I get that. But the ball game last week, so many things had to go crazy for Alabama to lose that game. They looked good with Mac Jones.
I'm not saying it's hard to ask this question without sounding insulting. Do you think they would have scored more points with Tua? Because you scored a lot of damn points.
I don't think so.
I don't either. But I know that sounds crazy.
But I don't think that Auburn would have scored two pick six touchdowns. So
I don't know about that. I saw Tua throw some picks. He got a little loose with the ball in the red zone a couple of times throughout the season.
Yeah, but throughout the season, he had 33 touchdowns to three interceptions, and Mac now has 11 touchdowns to three interceptions. So it's a little different.
No, you're right. And I'm not saying you don't lose the game. I'm saying you don't win the game. I'm sorry. Offensively, I don't think you score more points with Tua than you do. So it wasn't not having Tua.
Well, I mean, don't forget, they were down there about to score. They almost scored when they had a 14-point swing for the pick six,
for
right?
The pick six. That's
and then, of course, you miss a field goal. You get down there a couple other times, and I just...
No, it wasn't an offensive problem. Your two losses aren't on your offense.
No, it's on 100% on mistakes.
On the defense, yes.
The defense, it's, not just the, the defense, but...
Penalties, coaching.
Yeah, just missed assignments and discipline, and that's it. All right, so back to Rhett. Rhett Terry, how is Michigan ranked so high? This is to keep Ohio State at number one.
Yeah, I think Penn State, listen, this is the truth, right? We know they do this.
Yeah.
The only reason Penn State's in the top 10 and Minnesota fell so far is because Ohio State didn't play Minnesota. And Michigan just played them. So they're keeping both of those teams overly inflated so they can keep Ohio State at one.
Yeah.
That's what they want to do.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Because if you don't do that, Ohio State doesn't – nobody really believes that Ohio State has a better resume. You just believe they're a better team. That's fine. Nobody really believes they have a better resume than LSU.
Mike said, I think Penn State should be around 14 or 15. That's coming from a Buckeye.
Maybe.
Let's see. I'm getting too old for this. Said three losses and two of them blowouts. Who is that? Is that Auburn? Who is?
No.
Who are we talking about? Oh, Auburn Michigan. Didn't have three
blowouts.
Michigan.
Let's say, yeah. Auburn didn't have three blowouts.
Let's see. Kenneth Wagster, Bama out of the top 10, quote, it's unfair. Like, I am so done with y'all and your jokes.
Attaboy.
I swear. Mike, Michigan is ranked close to where they are. Dr. Cortez Smith said, I am so extremely happy Alabama Crimson Tide got knocked out the charts.
I mean, I'm not upset about it.
Look,
I mean, I'm not mad about Alabama.
Y'all enjoy this.
Penn State is inflated. Nobody in the country, really, truly, nobody in the country believes Penn State's top 10 team. I mean,
I agree.
Nobody outside of Happy Valley and maybe Columbus believe that Penn State's a top 10 team.
Larry Pilgrim jumped in. He said, I think Bama without Tua would beat Baylor. I think I agree with that.
Okay.
I don't know that
Bama... Is that what you want to see in the Sugar Bowl? Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't think that... If they're at 12, I don't know that they're going to get to the Sugar Bowl. Like, this looks like a Citrus Bowl ranking right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, right. But the majority
Georgia's
of these
gonna,
teams,
going to end up in the Sugar Bowl.
Alabama, if they
would,
were only
they blowed out too.
If they were only missing Tua, that would be one thing. But if you got your starting nose tackle out and your starting defensive end out, and of course we've had linebackers out all season, you've got thousands of guys hurt right now. And in the bowl game, if you're not playing for a title, half of these guys aren't going to be playing because they're going to be gearing up for the draft anyway. So, is what it is. Regular season game? Yeah, absolutely. Right now?
Already talking up the excuses for the blowout in the bowl game that they get. So, you heard it here first.
It happens regularly.
They're going to get blowed out by whoever they play in the bowl game.
It doesn't. No, that makes a difference. There's a big difference here. If they end up playing like Virginia, I don't see a blowout. If they play Memphis or Cincinnati, I don't see it. If they're playing Michigan, like, yeah, we'll see.
You're not playing Memphis or Cincinnati. Those teams are playing in New Year's Six Bowls.
Yeah,
you're
but
not
it,
getting that.
Don't forget, Baylor and Wisconsin, if they both lose, they're 7-8. The committee hadn't thought much about them all season, true, so they can move fall. Back they're behind fall. Alabama.
That's right.
So, I mean, you move Alabama back up top 10, put them in one of those bowls, is what it is. I don't think it necessarily matters. Either way, let's roll through some more of these.
I would love to see that, by the way. Somebody just asked, if Memphis loses, can we get a Boise-Memphis Bowl? I would love to see that.
If Memphis loses, there's a chance Boise could end up. And we think Cincinnati would get it.
I think Cincinnati should get it. Boise might get it. But if they don't, I would really like to see a Boise-Memphis Bowl. The problem is you deal with so many of these damn bowl tie-ins, and I don't think there's a tie-in where an American team is going to get to play a Mountain West team. And that's one of the things I hate about the bowl tie-ins. Yeah. Just give me good matchups. Let's just have a czar of college football say, I want to see this game against this game, and I don't care what the collegiate, you know, I don't care that you two conferences have some weird handshake agreement with you know, some potato chip company or some lawnmower company, and we're going to play this game in Memphis somewhere. Like, let me just get the best game possible.
No, I agree with you. I agree. All right, we're still on 15 through 11.
Oh, let's roll.
Let's cook. Let's go through some more of these right quick. Kenneth Waxter, I didn't imagine Bama giving up so many points to a quarterback that can't pass very well.
I remember all this Yang Gary talked about how bad Bo Nix was.
Yeah, Bo Nix did throw two touchdowns. They only scored three offensive touchdowns.
Okay.
They are the only team this season to successfully convert four field goals from 40-plus yards in the same game.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, especially when the kid was 4 of 11 from that distance for the entire season before that. But, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. You Alabama is Coach undisciplined on defense,
Coach and
it is
Cal, what it is. Coach Cal taught us Memphis fans, we'll make them when we have to.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't, but...
He didn't, but Auburn did.
But that was the saying that we lived by in Memphis for an entire season.
That's, we'll make them free throws when we have to.
Don't worry about it. We'll make them when we have to.
Let's see.
Ooh, that was a kiss to death.
Mike said, Penn State is overrated. I do think that team up north is a top 15 team.
Oh, you do. Never mind. It's not the 90s, and I can't say things like that anymore.
I'm getting too old for this. Said, I am looking forward to some new matchups in this year's playoffs. Yes, that is a good thing about this. It will add a little different spice.
Hey, can we talk about something that is 100% not going to happen, but I think it would be fun to have the conversation?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's say...
This is an open forum.
Let's say that... This is a safe space. The football gods just eat Dabo's dick. and Virginia goes in and beats the hell out of them. Okay? Let's just get real. And Dabo gets slapped down. I'm talking slapped down by the gods of football for being such a baby. And
where did the eating the
I just was
come
thinking
from?
Of one of the worst things that I could imagine happening to somebody. What happens then? Because nobody's talking about it, because it has zero chance to happen, by the way. But Let's say it does. I mean, if it happens, it's strictly going to be karma, right? We all understand that I believe in voodoo, and voodoo is real, and that'll be the only logical reason for it. And if you try to give me football X's and O's, I'm going to tell you you're crazy and you're wrong, and it's voodoo that did it. What happens, and who the hell gets in?
Well,
Oregon beats Utah. Is that Bama's way to get back in? Are we talking about that?
No, that's not happening.
I'm just saying, what happens? Oregon beats Utah and Virginia beats Clemson. Because if it's just Virginia beats Clemson, then the winner of Baylor, Oklahoma, and Utah get in, and it's done. But that's not fun. But I'm trying to think of what team gets in. Does a two-loss Utah team get in?
No.
I don't think so either.
Or a two-loss
Oregon? Does the two-loss Baylor or... Oklahoma get in.
Or does Florida get in?
Ooh, I didn't even think of that.
I mean, Florida's back there.
Oh, no. Georgia would get in. That would be a two-loss team. Georgia would get in.
Yeah, but Georgia lost to South Carolina.
That Georgia would be a two-loss team once LSU beats them.
Well, yeah.
Georgia would get in. That's who would get in.
I guess that makes sense.
So you would have the winner of Baylor,
Oklahoma, I actually think in that situation, if you had mayhem, I think Clemson would still get in.
No chance.
Oh,
there's,
I think so.
There's absolutely no chance Clemson loses to Virginia with that resume that they would get in. Now, I understand it's not going to happen. I'm just, there's no way they get in.
Larry said, my point is, I think Baylor should be ranked behind a lot of the two-loss teams.
You're wrong, Larry. You're just wrong.
They probably will be after, like, if they lose to Oklahoma. But we'll see.
Watch that if.
I said if.
I said you if. Said
I
after
didn't, I didn't say when.
You said after first.
That's if they, either way. Ben jumps in. If Memphis loses, can we see Boise and Bama, please? Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be fun. Let's see. Larry, Michigan, Florida, Auburn, three losses, all better than Baylor. And let's go through. All major bowls should be merit-based.
I agree with that. The Rose Bowl is the most ridiculous bowl in the world if you've listened to us for any amount of time whatsoever through the years. Calling themselves the granddaddy of them all and then having the second best Pac-12 team a couple of years ago when Washington got into the playoffs is just pathetic and sad. It's just sad.
Brandon Davis, App State's better than Cincy, Boise, and Memphis, but maybe I'm biased.
You're biased.
You might be a little biased. I do agree that App State is really good.
Really good. Like them a lot. And I think App State would have a better resume and a better justification for it than Boise would.
Yeah, two Power 5 wins.
Because they've got Power 5 wins. I just think the American is so much better than the Conference USA and the Sun Belt.
Sun Belt, yes. Dr. Cortez Smith said Tua is overrated. And then Ben said, is Tua coming back? Mike said, no way Tua comes back. No, I don't think that Tua comes back. He will still be a first-round draft pick. And no, he's not overrated. Sometimes I wonder why we do this show together. Whitey Panda said, Bo has been really taking care of the ball lately against Bama, Georgia, and LSU. Only one interception. That is true. Clemson would have to lose by three scores to not make the playoff. I think the Mountain West tie-in is the Las Vegas Bowl. That is true, which is a 6-6 or 7-5 Pac-12 team.
That's terrible.
And it's
That's
the first
be a terrible football
it's
game.
It's the first day of
bowls too.
Of bowls,
yeah. Man. Give us a. This is the problem with the way we do bowls right now. We need Dan Wetzel on the phone. He can fix all of this.
Let's see. Jeremy McCoy said Florida Gators get in.
It'd be nice. In that situation, I think Georgia would have to get in over them because they've got
because
the
they
win
got the
head
over
to head. Them.
Yeah,
that's the only reason why. But they would have the win over them.
Let's see.
But interesting talk.
Yeah,
I like any conversation that has Dabo just crying.
CCC getting his machine comeuppance. Said Chris sticking needles in his favorite doll.
Don't act like I don't have them.
I know you do. You got all that juju. All right, let's jump into the top 10 now. We've been messing around for too long.
All right, come on.
I said I wanted to keep this around 30 minutes. We're at 22 so far.
We're not going
to
make it.
Number 10, Penn State. They are 8 at the Massey Composite. Number 9 is Florida. They are 9 at the Composite.
I'm okay with that.
Number 8 is Wisconsin. They are 5 at the Massey Composite.
I'm okay with that.
Really?
I am. But I've been higher on Wisconsin than everybody else, I
will say
in the whole country. I was shocked that they were this high, but I've been the guy beating their drum the entire season.
They did just destroy Minnesota at Minnesota.
Yeah, they pulled them to pieces. I mean, they handled that game.
Then you've got number 7, Baylor, and number 6, Oklahoma. Baylor is 12 at the Massey Composite. The numbers do not like them very much.
Nope.
Numbers do love Wisconsin here. So,
yep.
Oklahoma is number 7 at the Composite. They're number 6 here. So let's focus on this. 6 through 10, Penn State, we've already said, is overrated. Florida, I think 9 is good.
I'm okay with that.
Florida is not overly impressive. Good question here. Ben said, where is Felipe Franks going? Who knows? He may go pro. I mean, he could absolutely do it. He's got all the tools in the world. He would finally put it. I'll tell you this. He was awful under Jim McElwain in a year and whatever under Dan Mullen. I mean, he was 24 touchdowns, only 6 picks. Like, He looked pretty good. He wasn't great by any stretch of the imagination.
The only reason he had 6 picks was because he got hurt and didn't play anymore.
He still had 24 touchdowns.
Yeah, but Dan Mullen's offense is going to score.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But there was no doubt he was going to give the ball to the other team.
Kenneth Wagster said, does LSU jump Ohio State if both teams win convincingly? I would like to say yes.
I don't think they're going to because this committee has made up their mind that they want Ohio State to be the number one team in the country.
Yeah. Mike said Florida offense is stagnant with a great defense. Yeah, they're not overly impressive, but they do play very efficiently. Like, this is a well-coached football team.
Well, that's just Dan Mullins. I mean, Dan's a hell of a football coach.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, he's goofy, But he's a hell of a football coach.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. So Wisconsin at eight. Okay.
I'm okay with that.
They toss him up there kind of as a...
You thought they were a little high. That's fine.
They're a little high, but... And I understand because, like, they beat the crap out of the number eight team. But yeah, they just moved the number eight team back to 18.
I just... That, like, that was a gross exaggeration of what should have happened.
Yeah.
They really punished Bama and
Minnesota. And
Minnesota.
It's just, it was kind of nuts. But having Wisconsin at eight, like, I also wonder, because Michigan is still at 14.
Yeah.
And Penn State at 10.
Minnesota is
Minnesota
deserves to be ranked higher than Michigan right now, and it's not close. And the fact that they're three or four, I'm telling you, it's only because Ohio State didn't play Minnesota.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why they're ranked lower than Michigan, is because Ohio State played Michigan. They didn't play Minnesota. That's it. That's the list.
Yeah, that's about it. That's about it. Let's jump into the top five.
Come on.
Number five, Utah. They are six at the composite. Number four, Georgia, is also four at the composite. Number three, Clemson, is also three at the composite. Number two, LSU, is also two at the composite. And number one, Ohio State, is also number one there as well.
Yeah, it's just all chalk, no movement.
Yeah, no movement. Stays the same. Utah, well, stays the same as far as Alabama moves out of the number five spot. Utah moves up. Yeah. There was some question about whether or not Oklahoma would jump Utah this week with a win over Oklahoma State, who they did keep in.
I was curious as to why they kept them in, and then I thought maybe it's to boost the Big 12, but they didn't.
It may have boosted them so that when they get a win, whether it's Baylor or
one of
Oklahoma,
two beats another team, though,
because both of those teams did beat Oklahoma State.
That's right.
However, Oklahoma State beat Kansas State, and here's my top 50 here. So, Oklahoma State was number 29 of the basic composite. Number 28 was Kansas State. Number 27 was Texas. So, you can't have Texas ranked in the top 25. They got five losses.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't have Kansas State in there because Oklahoma State beat them and they got the same record.
And that would have boosted LSU. They're not going to do that either.
Exactly. So
they're definitely not doing that.
You know.
This is one of those situations where they knew what they wanted to do at the top, and then they did everything else at the bottom to justify to get the answer that they wanted.
Yeah. Let's jump into some of these comments here. Okay. Mike said, I agree. I don't think Franks is an NFL quarterback. Dr. Cortez Smith said Ohio State, Clemson in the national championship game. That's after he said LSU and Ohio State in the national championship game. Da-da-da-da. Last week, Chris, you said that team up north was a top 16.
The team up north thing is the dumbest thing in the world. Can you type out the damn team you want? This is the most childish thing people do. Dan Mullins tried to do that shit when he came to Mississippi State and rip off the most ridiculous thing anybody's ever done before. You're just petty.
We still love you, though, buddy.
You also tried to trademark the word "the," because an academic institution, the best way they have to describe anything, we don't break out of the thesaurus at Ohio State. Oh, no. We're the Ohio State, as opposed to the other fucking Ohio State. That anybody might get you confused with, by the way.
We got Chris rolling tonight. I told y'all I wanted to keep it around 30 minutes. Come on.
Dumbest thing ever.
All right, hold on. Let's see.
You're really good at football, though. Does that make you feel better?
All right. Rhett Terry, does Wisconsin have a chance to keep close, even a miracle to happen to upset Ohio State?
Will they cover 18? I don't know. Is that close?
And then having UVA upsetting Clemson, at that point, who gets in?
Ohio State's in even if with a loss.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter. I think their resume and LSU's resume is strong enough. They're both in with a loss.
If UVA upsets Clemson, which is not going to happen.
If that does happen and chalk holds with Utah, Clemson is out. The winner of Baylor, Oklahoma's in, and the winner in Utah's in.
Probably.
I believe that's done.
You might be right. You might be right. Whitey Panda said, if you're Ohio State, do you want Peach or Fiesta in the first round? Well, it depends on who you play. If you play Utah, you don't want to go to the Fiesta Bowl. Like, you don't want to go out west to play a team from out west.
Yeah.
So, if you're Ohio State, you then take the Peach Bowl and you send LSU and Clemson off to Phoenix. So, it just depends on who you play. Which, now I'm reading, that's exactly what Mike said. That's actually exactly what Mike said in the next two comments. Ben said, how long until FBS trades UMass and UConn for North Dakota State and South Dakota State? FBS don't want nothing to do with North Dakota State. They scared of North Dakota State, man. We don't want none of that mess up here. Come on. We already got the coach. Jeez. You see what he's doing with Kansas State. At least Oklahoma did already. Larry Pilgrim, Mike said, love getting under Chris's skin. Yeah, just keep on poking and poking and poking. Larry, definitely waiting to see the conference championship games before they spot the number four team, granted LSU wins. And then Dr. Cortez Smith said, this has to be by far the most unpredictable college postseason ever in the past 10 years.
I mean, it's been really chalky in the past 4 years.
Yeah, it has.
He's been really chalky. And here, I think it's pretty damn chalky, but at the same time, it's more unpredictable. It's not crazy.
If they put Oklahoma in at number
four, if Clemson had a real shot at losing, then we're having a conversation about chaos being able to happen. They don't, and the other 2 1-2 seeds, I think, are safe no matter what.
Yeah.
So we actually don't even need chalk to get kind of the same four. Now, they'll be seated really crazy if that happens.
Yeah.
Now, and I'm on record, and this is not preparing an excuse. I fully believe that my Tigers are going to beat the hell out of Georgia. But I think that we're going to have to beat the Georgia Bulldogs and the Stripes, because the SEC, and we have known the SEC, the officiating is really bad, and I think they're bad all the time on purpose, because when they want to throw a game, they can say, we're terrible all the time. How can you just point to this one game? And if any conference cares about the money, it is the SEC. And they think this is our opportunity to get two teams in. Georgia is going to win the SEC title game, because the SEC commissioner has already cashed that check. He's already spent that money.
You might be right.
And I think that's why the officiating in the SEC is so bad, is because they need plausible deniability when they want to throw something one way or the other. Look how terrible we are all the time.
Larry said,
we're bad then.
Is Swift healthy?
It doesn't matter. It does not matter.
It's a shoulder injury.
He can be quick. He can be fast. He can be any way you want to describe the word with speed. It don't matter. We're beating the hell out of him by 30.
Swift, they will shoot Swift up with something, and he will play.
It won't matter.
I would almost guarantee it. Mike said, how do you think LSU pairs up against the Georgia defense? I know Georgia can't score with Kirby at the helm. I will say this.
Florida got a really good defense, don't they?
Yeah.
Auburn got a really good defense, don't they?
Well, Florida's defense, when they played y'all, it wasn't quite the same. Okay. But, yeah.
Okay.
So, look.
I'm looking.
Larry said, settle down, Chris. Swish Action said 30 and then put a bunch of laughy faces on it. I think that LSU has one of the most electric, dynamic offenses in the entire country. And I think that college football, with the way that the rules have been set nowadays, a really good, electric, just efficient offense is impossible to stop.
There is no defense for it. You can slow them down. You're not stopping
them. You're not stopping them. You can slow them down. You can limit. The only thing that will save Georgia would be turnovers.
Yes.
And Burrow does not do that consistently enough to keep Georgia in the ball game.
You know, the only time he turns the ball over is when we're up big, and he's just.
Yeah.
I think he just gets greedy, and he sees big numbers. I think he tries shit, but he hasn't turned the ball over in a close game at all.
No.
I mean, when he turned the ball over in Atlanta, Alabama, we were up by 20. And that wasn't him trying anything. That was just he threw the ball, and he was about to get tackled. But all of his turnovers have come when we were up big, and he's just trying stuff.
I'm getting too old for this. This will be the last one for the evening, because we still got to do our picks and everything for this evening. Of course, those videos will be up later tonight after I get done editing and all the wonderful stuff.
We'll put Gary to work when I go to bed.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm getting too old for this. Said, what non-playoff matchup would you like to see? I would love to see, if Mike Norvell stayed at Memphis, I would love to see Alabama with their allotment of wide receivers against Memphis, because I think that has an opportunity to be a track meet. I think that could be 62-59. Like, I think that would be a lot of fun.
So, I'm going to tell you a game we'll never get, because both athletic departments made it abundantly clear. we won't.
Oh, play I know this which way you're ever. Going.
I want to see Texas A&M.
Texas and Texas A&M.
And
yeah.
I think both of those teams are, they're both five loss teams.
Yeah.
I mean, they're about as evenly matched as you're ever going to get. It would be a really exciting, fun bowl game. There is no way in hell either one of those, they would just not play the bowl. One of them is going to say, we're just going to stay home.
Yeah.
We won't play.
No, you're right.
We'll boycott it. And I hate that. I freaking hate that.
Ben said, watching some Georgia fans on YouTube makes me throw up. Swish Action said they said the same thing last year against Bama. We find a way to stay close in those games. Yeah. Georgia had an offense last year.
Yeah, man, that offense has disappeared. And I don't know what happened to it.
Well, I think it went to Knoxville.
I was about to say, do you think he mattered that
much? I think
much?
Jim Chaney did matter. I don't think that maybe I'm wrong. Like, I don't know. Like, I think those two coordinators not worked out as well as...
The reason I think... It has nothing to do with my LSU team. The reason I honestly think we're going to blow Georgia out is because what have I said for the last 2 years about Georgia? I think they can play from the front great. But I think when they are behind, Kirby Smart begins to just fall to pieces.
Yeah.
I think every team in the country has gotten down to us early. I think they're going to be no different. And if they get down to us early, I don't think there's any chance they come back. They don't have Alabama's offense. They get down by two scores, it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying we'll hang 50 on them. I'm not saying we'll hang 40 on them. That defense could be really good. But if we get up 24-7, that's ball game.
Yeah.
And we might not score again, but that's it. They just don't have that kind of offense like they used to. And I don't know why, because they've got all the same guys.
Yeah.
How the hell does that happen?
You got me. Philosophy changes can change the entire organization.
This is why I don't respect Kirby Smart as a coach. He is a hell of a recruiter. That dude can get dudes like nobody's business. But when it comes game day and you have to start making adjustments, I just don't know that he knows how to do it.
I know that he knows how to do it on the defensive side. But
I don't know. Does he? Because against Alabama twice, now I know it's Alabama, but against Alabama twice, he went in halftime with big leads and that defense had looked great. And guess what?
Yeah.
That defense got cut to pieces and he didn't know how to make adjustments.
That's true.
In-game adjustments, he didn't know how to figure it out.
I mean, you got a point.
He plays from the front really well. He's only got caught twice, and those were two elite Alabama teams.
Yeah.
So he doesn't get caught when he has a lead. But when he gets down, he still wins a lot of those games because they have far superior talent than most people.
Yes.
But I just, when they don't have superior talent, I don't think they know how to come back.
That'll be a big change that they need to make in the offseason. James Coley has not worked out at offensive coordinator.
You think Eason stays?
Jay Fromm?
Fromm.
Yeah, I think he probably does at this point. Because he was a first-rounder before the season started.
That's right.
I don't think he's there now. I think he's third, fourth.
Now, every year we have somebody come into the combine and shoot way up. I think he's going to look great. If he goes to the combine, he could. I think he's going to look great at the combine.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Kenneth Baxter said, good show, guys. Back to work for me. Absolutely, Kenneth. We appreciate you jumping in.
Thanks,
Terry.
Guys.
I could honestly see Joe getting drafted, going to the Patriots to be Tom Brady's backup. He won't stick. Joe Burrow will be the number one pick.
He's not going to the Patriots.
He won't be.
I would love that. There's nobody on this planet. If I can rig anything, I want to rig that.
You got it.
I don't know how to do that, though.
You got it. All right, that's going to wrap up the, Jake is a junior, Mike said. Yes, Jake Fromm is a junior.
He'll come back. Well, if he was a senior, he's definitely going to the NFL.
Yeah, but he's a junior, so he can come back. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Of course, go over to winningcureseverything.com. Check out all of our picks, previews, videos, podcasts, social media platforms, et cetera, over there. Go check that thing out. What else we got? Smack Apparel. SmackApparel.com. Use promo code WIN, W-I-N, for a 20% discount. You can get 20% off of whatever you order. Doesn't matter how many shirts, whatever. But if you get enough, anything over $40 ships for free. So, smackapparel.com, use promo code WIN. They got all sorts of cool stuff from your favorite teams, rivalry shirts, everything else. Check them out. And we're brought to you every week by Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. They got six incredible sports books. Go check that thing out. Mike said, you guys going to the live show Sunday night. What is live show Sunday night? I know Sunday at 11 o'clock Central Time, we will be doing a live show. Oh, are you going to do a live show Sunday? Yes. As soon as they get done with the picks, whatever it is, the Sunday...
We're doing that Sunday night?
Not Sunday night, but Sunday at 11 Central, whatever it is, 11 a.m. We talked about this. The selection show.
I don't know that we talked about this.
Because we weren't going to do our 9:30. We were going to do our 11 a.m.
I think you had that conversation with yourself.
We will be doing an 11 a.m. at whenever the selection gets done.
So
whenever
they pick the top 49ers game.
Oh, man.
You people are needy as hell.
Go to tunicatravel.com. Go to winningcureseverything.com. Go to smackapparel.com and use promo code WIN. And we will see you live at some point, and we'll let you know what time.
It'll be that time. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll miss it.
And then for the picks videos, yes, those will be up this evening around 2 a.m. Central, something like that, because once I get done.
That's about what time we finish. It takes Gary a little bit to.
My wife jumps in the comments. She said, y'all are. He didn't have that conversation with me.
He didn't have it with me either, Jess. He didn't have it with me either. He's lying.
I have had it with everybody. Both of y'all, I swear. All right. That does it. We're out of here. We will see you all again on Sunday.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.